What's up, everybody? This is Russell Brunson. Welcome to the Marketing Secrets Podcast. Today's episode is called 99 Yards Doth Not a Touchdown Make.
So the big question is this. How are entrepreneurs like us, who didn't cheat and take on venture capital, who are spending money from our own pockets, how do we market in a way that lets us get our products and our services and the things that we believe in out to the world and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Russell Brunson, and welcome to Marketing Secrets.
Hey, everybody. So welcome again to the podcast. Glad to have you guys here. And I'm doing this the day before the viral video launch. And if I'm completely honest, I feel like garbage. I did not want to get out of bed today. I didn't want to move. To kind of give you some context of everything. You know, everyone's like, oh, you're launching a video. That's got to be pretty easy. Harmon Brothers did the video. I'm like, yeah, but there's a lot of stuff on this side that happened. Like, we completely changed the entire online sales process. So new sales letters, new sales flow, new sales everything, which when you see it, it's pretty ninja. That alone, you know, is usually a couple-week project to get it right. And so that's been happening, and I'm doing all that this week. Number two is we rebuild our whole onboarding process. You will see if you go to clickfunnels.com and create a new account, or if you just log in as of tomorrow, you'll see the whole onboarding process. We have an online game. We've got these video walkthroughs. I think I recorded, man, like 150 plus videos for this new walkthrough process. So we've been doing that, getting that all programmatically created, plus all the videos and the copy and everything like that. Boom, it's number two. Then we've got the new online cookbook. So we've created the Funnel Hacker cookbook. So that book is launching this week. It'll be 350 pages. The cookbook, and then this week I was like, I need some training with this. So we also happen to have had the FAT event this week. It's still happening. It's a 3-day event where people come and we build an entire webinar with them. So day one I spoke on stage for 3 hours, then went to lunch, and then after lunch I jumped into my office with a blank slide deck and PowerPoint, and I ended up creating over the next 4 hours 222 slides for a presentation to teach the cookbook that night. Then every day, dinner after dinner, I got up, I set up the entire kitchen and with a bunch of these big Legos, as you'll see, and then we taught, did a presentation for 2.5 hours teaching how to use the cookbook and how it works with Legos, and it was really cool because we need that training video. And then we took that and we're chopping up into 74 mini videos, which Brandon Fisher was doing all day yesterday, which is crazy. And then we still had this live event, right? So yesterday, Steven was running the event, which was nice. He ran the event all day. While he was running the event, I was working on the sales letter, I was working on the process, and I realized that a bunch of the videos I created for one purpose for the onboarding didn't actually work for that thing. So I went and recorded 22 more videos yesterday for that. Recorded the videos, plus I'd work on all the other stuff. And then after that, I had to went home, and I'm a scout master, so I went to 11-year-old scouts, taught the kids how to swim yesterday, and then came back to the office, and the FAT event was still happening, and we got on stage from 9 o'clock till 12:30 at night, in the morning, teaching how to do the stack, which was awesome, and I was just like, oh, so tired. And then today's happening, and I woke up, and I'm just like, I'm dead. Like, hosting an event, and then we're launching an event, and we're launching a cookbook, we're launching an onboarding process, new sales letter, new demo pages, plus all that marketing sequencing automation I still got to create today. And then tonight I have my family pictures. Why? Anyway, so I woke up on stage feeling like crap. I still feel like crap. Like, I honestly, if I'm being completely honest, like, the last thing I want to do today is everything I got to do today. But as I woke up this morning, I heard something ringing through my head. It was this quote I heard from a friend, and I'll tell you about this, or from a teacher. And it's, 99 yards doth not a touchdown make. Now, the backstory behind this. So I was, I went to BYU, Brigham Young University, my freshman year, and I was a wrestler there. And towards the end of it, I decided I was going to go serve a mission for my church. And so I decided to sign up for some missionary prep classes. So I signed up for some missionary prep classes, and my missionary prep teacher's name was Randy Bott. He's written 3 or 4 books on, like, going on a mission and all that kind of stuff, right? He's teaching the class, and he's talking about how, like, for Mormon missionaries, you go out for 2 years, and you go through this whole process, and, you know, for 2 years, you're out knocking doors. You don't get you call home on Mother's Day and on Christmas. You don't get to date girls. You don't get to watch TV. You're just out there for 2 years, right? And it's tough. Anyway, I remember he gave this lesson one time, and the title of his lesson was 99 Yards Doth Not a Touchdown Make. He talked about how you go out there, and you're serving this thing for 2 years. He says that, you know, let's say you serve a really good mission, but in the last 4 or 5 months, you kind of like, I'm just going to relax and take it easy, you know, and kind of goof off and whatever. He's like, if you do that, like, it'll like the destiny of your life will change because you decided to slack off. He said, in a football game, you can work your butt off, drive, you know, 99 yards all the way across the field, get to the 1 yard line, and if you don't kick that in, if you don't cover, you know, across the goal, if you don't make a touchdown, you get 0 points. It's not like, oh, well, you know, they did a really good job, we'll give them three. Like, no, you either make it or you don't. 99 yards doth not a touchdown make. You got to score a touchdown or you don't get the points. And that was kind of the moral of that lesson. And I remember that as I was on my mission, especially towards the end when I was tired and I was ready to get home. And I remember that ringing through my head. It's like, hey, 99 yards doth not a touchdown make. You've got to get in the end zone. You've got to finish this strong. And so, and I did. And then, you know, I remember when I was wrestling, I had the same thing. My senior year in wrestling, I was wrestling a guy that was, I think at the time he was ranked 7th in the country. And went out there and I don't think I was ranked at this time. I lost some matches I shouldn't have early, and so I dropped out of the rankings. And I wrestled this guy, and like on paper I should not have beat him. I went out there, and I remember wrestling him, and at first he came out really hard and strong and was beating me, and then I came back and I was fighting back. So eventually I ended up tying him, and we went into overtime. And in overtime, the thought that ringed through my head was, 99 yards doth not a touchdown make. Like, I've come all this way and killed myself. You know, I cut weight, I didn't eat for a week, I did all these things. The match, I've been fighting. Like, if I lose now, like, if I stop now, like, it's over. And I was just like, I can't stop. I went out there, and I remember in overtime, I took him down, and I remember jumping around like crazy, and the news was there. So cool. The news captured that, and that night it was on the nightly news, showing me taking this guy down in overtime, and it was awesome. So, so it's just interesting how that one phrase has helped me. And now I'm looking at today, and I woke up, and I'm just like, I don't want to do this. I want to go to bed. I'm tired. My nose is stuffed. I'm beat up. You know, today I'm going to go. I got 5 or 6 hours of doing stuff. I got to get back on stage for the 2 hours and present. And I get done with that. I got to go home and family pictures. I'm going to come back. Sorry, my nose is stuffed, as you can hear. I got to come back, and I'll probably be up here at the office till 2 or 3 in the morning tonight. And then tomorrow morning, wake up, and I got to still do my presentation for my presentation tomorrow. And then we got 400 people coming, and I got to speak and entertain, and I'm emceeing the event. And Gary Vaynerchuk speaking, I'm speaking, Harmon Brothers are speaking, and then we're going to launch a viral video, and then from there we're going to go down and play bubble soccer till like 10 o'clock at night. So tomorrow's going to be tough too, but 99 yards is not a touchdown make. And I think a lot of times in business and other things, people work so hard and they get so close to the end, and then in the end they take their foot off the gas, and what could have been amazing ends up being good or not being anything at all. And so for you guys, I just want you to think, or just I want you to know first off that even I get burned out. Like, sometimes, like today, I don't want to do this thing. Like, there's the last thing I, on earth I want to do is turn this car off and then walk in there. But I'm going to do it because I'm on the 1 yard line. And I know that the difference between champions and people who aren't is this last piece. It's pushing it over the edge. It's getting it out. It's the last execution where most people quit, or they ease up, or they step off the gas. And instead, I'm going to step on the gas, and we're going to blow through this thing and freaking make a touchdown. It's going to be awesome. So that's what's happening today. Hopefully, this gives you some motivation. For those of you guys who are struggling or tired or worn out, I understand. I've been there. Push through the pain. You're almost there. You're on the 1 yard line. Just get through it. Just push to the end. 99 yards is not a touchdown make. That last yard is the one that matters. So don't give up. You're almost there. I'm almost there. You're almost there. Let's do it together. All right? Okay, I'm going inside, you guys. Have some fun, and I'll see you guys on the other line. I'll see you guys in the end zone. Bye, everybody.
Would you like to see behind the scenes of what we're actually doing each day to grow our company? If so, then go subscribe to our free behind-the-scenes reality TV show at www.funnelhacker.tv.